Chapter 12, Devotional 2, Heaven's Escape Artist, God Makes a Way Out. From John 8, verse 51, we learn, "Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death." The world is fascinated with stories of people who narrowly escape death. Circus performers, Hollywood movies with teams of stunt artists and magicians draw large crowds by promoting death-defying acts. This fascination with death is rampant in our society. We are surrounded by individuals and groups of people who are drawn to death and destruction. We watch the evening news and are bombarded with heinous acts of cruelty, pain, and suffering. Acts of brutal violence, abuse, and murder. Those who reject Jesus live in fear of death and destruction in their lives and the lives of others. In marked contrast, this verse reminds me that eternal life and death-defying acts should describe the everyday life of Christians. Belief in God's Word, 1, gives us the supernatural ability to pull off death-defying acts, regardless of our circumstances. 2, it is the key that unlocks every lock, breaks every chain, and destroys every cell or stronghold. 3, opens the window that allows us to escape. 4, provides the rope we need to climb to safety. 5, ensures that the storm changes direction before it hits our house. 6, causes our car to stop instantly, seconds before impact as we veer off the road straight for a tree. 7, protects us from Zika, Ebola, and other deadly diseases. 8, releases the net that catches us when we fall. 9, builds a wall of protection around our finances in a recession. Forget Harry Houdini, child of God, he can't teach you a thing. I encourage you to commit today to simply believe and honor God's word with your faithful and willing obedience. Fulfill this scripture and become one of heaven's escape artists and have eternal life. Lord, thank you for salvation and eternal life through your Son, Jesus. Your word and your grace are all I need to escape every trial, test, and break every chain. Through the blood of Jesus, and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.